What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to John in Pennsylvania. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm trying to make this quick. Basically, nobody has a problem with a volunteer EMT or a volunteer firefighter. You know, he could be out there at 3 o'clock in the morning where icicles hanging off his nose frying some accident victim out of a wreck. And nobody says, oh, he shouldn't do that because he's not paid. Well, why not have volunteer, like, marshals that could volunteer to have the same training as a police officer with firearms, but be undercover and blend in just like the sky marshals were on the airplanes when we had all the hijackings. And the idea behind that is that the perpetrator would never know who's going to draw down on them. And I think it would take the incentive of going in and shooting these people like fish in a barrel, because you don't know which one of them is a wolf or the sheepdog. And they would be undercover. Plus, they'd have skin in the game. If that was your nephew or your granddaughter that's in that school, you're not going to hide outside for half an hour waiting for backup. And that's what happened in Texas. That's what happened in Pennsylvania, in Florida. And it also happened up in Rochester near where I live. The cops showed up. They were there 3 minutes after the woman called in and said she'd been shot. And they waited outside for half an hour. And meanwhile, this nut was in there with two pistols and like 90 bullets. He could have killed everybody. But what happened is when he heard the sirens, he blew his brains out. And that's what saved all those people, but
or
the old lady bled to death.
Blew his brains out for him. You know, I mean, the more information comes out about Texas, the more it feels like a replay of Columbine or Parkland or Virginia Tech. You know, we have a government that is willing to sacrifice lives to achieve their agenda. I mean, look at how many people Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote off to trick the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor. They don't value human life. And, you know, if they, if they think, killing 20, 30, 40 kids is going to get a gun ban forced through, yeah, they're going to do it.
Well, the thing is, you wouldn't need their permission. You don't need a permission for having a volunteer fireman. That's the local community does that.
Yes.
And they supply the equipment and they supply the training. And I don't really know if you can flunk out of being a volunteer fireman. I imagine at some point you're going to get too old to hold a hose. But it'll be the same thing with this. You know, you can have a pistol that has a laser pointer on it, and wherever you see that red dot, you're going to drill a hole. And an old lady, you know, 75 years old, 80 years old can do that, and she wouldn't be somebody that the perp would suspect. And the nice thing about it is if you could salt the local people in the regular population, you know, the guy, the pizza boy, the guy delivering pizzas could be one of these people. And right now we have all these smash and grabs. Well, suppose one of your volunteer peace officers was on the scene, he could shoot him. And he doesn't have to kill them. See, when a police shoot somebody, they shoot to kill. And the reason is, if you're dead, your criminal record is admissible in that police discipline hearing. But if you're a volunteer sky marshal or hall marshal, whatever you want to call them, you don't have to kill them. You just got to stop them. So you shoot them in a leg or you shoot them in the back and he falls down, well, that's the end of the show. And the idea is that there would be some kind of indemnity, just like an EMT, if he pulls some guy out of a wreck and breaks his back and causes him to be paraplegic, he can't be sued for that. And it'd be the same thing with these, let's call them, for want of a better term, vigilantes.
That's exactly what they are going to be called, by those who, the agenda here from the Democrats is they don't want us able to protect and defend ourselves. They don't want the police to protect and defend us. They want us all helpless so their buddies in organized crime can continue to make money off of us with fentanyl and, you know, who knows what all else here. And,
the point I'm making is we wouldn't need their permission. They couldn't stop it because it's a local community thing. They say, we don't like volunteer firemen.
It's an interesting idea.
I'd like you to look into it and maybe talk to some volunteer firemen and volunteer EMTs and find out how they work it out with it. They're not being charged criminally for trying to help somebody. And at the same time, the Sky Marshals had a bullet that wouldn't pierce the aircraft, and it wouldn't go through the perpetrator and hit the person
round,
behind them.
Frangible round, yeah. There's all kinds of frangible. I actually had a cousin who has unfortunately passed on. He had a specialty business making wax bullets for movies and fast draw artists. And they were called leg sabers because if you accidentally fired the gun, you know, pulling it out of the holster in a fast draw, it wouldn't cripple you. You know, what a shame that Alec Baldwin didn't have those in the gun he was playing around with.
Well, the other thing is that you wouldn't have to do this 40 hours a week. You could volunteer for maybe 4 or 5 hours a week. And the nice thing about it is that these people would be staggered. So if it's a student that's going to go postal, he wouldn't know that that's the guy that's undercover because there'd be all kinds of people coming and going. But you'd also have to have some sort of a recognition. In New York City, they used to put the undercover cops would have like a red bandana or a blue bandana or whatever. That's today's color.
The guardian angels.
So that they would know that this is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
I remember there was one time on 125th Street, a fellow came in and robbed a store. And the owner went after him with a pistol, and the cop shot the owner because they saw a man with a gun and killed
him.
Yeah,
that could be a real problem there. You know, you're going to have to coordinate with local law enforcement, and you know, I think it's going to be a lot of political opposition to this. Anyway,
oh,
listen.
Oh, sure, because one more thing. It's with today's electronics, they can have some kind of a beeper. All right, I'll let you go. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go to James in Tokyo, Ohio gozaimasu. Genki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Genki desu. Oh, Mike, first, can you send me one of those suppressors that you can get? Because my girlfriend's nagging me about calling you at 6 a.m. in the morning.
I don't think it would really work for that application, and I don't know. First of all, I don't personally have one. I don't have a gun that would take a suppressor. You know, I've got these muzzle loaders here. I don't know what the legality would be of, like, sending it across a state or national boundary either. So you could buy a big pillow.
Yeah, I'd end up,
you know.
I got one of those, Mike. Thank you for the astute advice. Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. How come there was never a baby formula problem in the United States until men started having babies?
Well, there's your problem.
That's the problem. You know, I really do think, as you said, it is a very big problem. But not because of all the supply chain stuff. I believe it's because the mother's milk is contaminated from the vaccines. I mean, even in Japan right now, you're having a lot of kids who are developing liver problems, such as hepatitis.
We are seeing that here in the United States, yes.
And so I think that a lot of people aren't going to have a choice, but they're not talking about that. So like when people say, oh, you could just, you know, let them use breast milk, I think you can't let them use, you know, you can't use breast milk anymore because it could harm the health of children, so I think this is going to be a very significant problem going forward.
Yeah, this whole COVID mRNA vaccine thing is shaping up to be the biggest medical goof in history.
And, you know, I've been looking at this whole Texas thing and, you know, on the news and reading about it. And, you know, it's absolutely terrible. But, you know, you're getting... You're getting, like, you know, hundreds of kids, you know, whacked, you know, in Chicago. You're getting thousands of kids killed through abortion. You're getting so many kids trafficked through Mexico where they're drugging them. And then that's something that no one really ever mentions is how many kids in America just go missing every year. They say some
that
people
is
say
a
it's
big
up
problem.
To a million, but, yeah, and that's, I think, what, you know, an astute leader might, you know, try and concentrate on all these kids going missing. And
well, down at
no
the
one,
local Walmart,
no one talks about it.
down to the local Walmart, on the toward the front of the store where the entrance and exits are and the restrooms and everything, they have a big bulletin board, if you will, that's just covered with all these flyers about children who've gone missing. And, there's there's something going on out there.
So that's absolutely crazy, you know.
It is. It absolutely is.
I don't know how it is in other countries, but, you know, I've only, read about that with America. And, also Ukraine. There are quite a lot of Ukrainian kids that go missing. So, talking about Ukraine, it seems Zelensky wants to try and negotiate right now, now that all his troops in eastern Ukraine are surrounded. And I guess there's only one way out of, being surrounded, only one road that might lead him out. And that road is already, targeted by Russian artillery. So they're gone. I mean, their military is destroyed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that they can do now. Now they're talking, Biden's talking about providing them with long-range missiles. And
that's not going to
come. I
think
if that happens, it's not. And if that happens, then I could see Russia not exactly going into Kiev, but I could see them blockading it and just eventually taking over the entire country, because they can't permit that to go on.
No, they can't.
That, along with the Harpoon missiles destroying their navy. And talking about navy, since when did the U.S. Navy become pirates? You know, Mike, maybe they should have Johnny Depp be the public spokesperson for the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, it could end, actually makes a lot of sense there. And, if he loses his lawsuit, he's going to need the money.
yes, he will. And anyway, that's all I really had to say today. Well, energy prices are going up quite a bit. $115 in oil. I wonder what do you think? How high of a price in gas do you think Americans can take before there's significant demand destruction?
I don't know. I mean, I know out in San Francisco, gas is hitting $8 a gallon. And because it is San Francisco with all those hills, they're burning through a lot of it. And, I'm waiting to see somebody get angry about all of this.
Well, I said yesterday it's like $5.80 here, but it's been that way. I mean, it's a little less before, but there's no destruction here. People just kind of become used to it, except the cars here, probably over half the cars are cars that have an engine half the size of the smallest American car, and these cars aren't legal in America. I actually have one. It's a really good car. It gets about 50 miles a gallon.
And that's very good. Drive. We're getting about 30 in the Hyundai, and fortunately we home office. So the only time we really drive is any distance is out to Walmart or for our medical appointments.
And, but energy is becoming such a problem. Like, I was reading that Poland right now is, who is not on Russia's friend list, and they want to eliminate all of Russia's oil and natural gas and coal. They heat their homes mostly with coal, actually. And, they do that in different ways in different countries. And they're running out of coal. And Poland's a pretty cold place, and people just don't know what to do anymore. And then you get people like George Soros coming out in these, World Economic, forum meetings saying that they should start tariffing all energy and keep prices high. And, Biden saying, this is a great transition for energy. And I think all these people just want to make people suffer. It's all coming on to making people suffer and destroy.
Well, no, what's really going on is the politicians want to look good to win their next election, and they're really not thinking these ideas through. I mean, I like the idea of an electric car. when our Honda got stolen and we had to go buy a new car, we did look at electric cars. They're very expensive. You know, they were 1.5 times what we ultimately paid for the Hyundai. And of course, you know, where do you get the electricity to charge the electric cars? You get them from coal and oil-fired power plants. So it doesn't really result in a greener planet or a cleaner environment. It just sounds really good in the media interviews.
Yeah, electric cars are great. My my son's grandmother's friend got sick about a decade ago and couldn't drive after that. And she gave a Prius with only 500 kilometers on it to my son's grandmother, who gave it to my son. So my
okay.
son's driving around in a 10-year-old
Prius.
Well,
I'm thinking of buying Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Tesla.
Well, you know, just keep to the left when you drive that car. And Mike, how's Claire, by the way?
Claire is fine. She's in the other room working on music, and, you know, she's not wearing the neck brace anymore.
Good.
And we're looking forward to a long holiday weekend with family and, you know, just going to take a little bit of a break here.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend and nice talking to you. And tell her I said hello.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. All right, we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm a professional deaf guy. I'm on a disability from loss of hearing from too many, you know, shooting too much, you know, a couple hundred, you know, rounds a week at one point in my life, and now I'm getting a disability because of it. So suppressors are really good for that.
Yes, you're good point.
They're also really good at night because they also are flash suppressors.
Yes,
and they have their uses, but yeah, it's just good manners and good health, frankly. They were talking about the long-range missiles, the MLRS, and that's the primary thing, multiple launch rocket systems that we've had since the 80s. They'll go about 70 or 80 kilometers. Russians have the same thing. I'm not exactly sure what their range is, but it far outranges normal artillery. And so even the Russian tube artillery has greater range. Their 152 is greater than our 155, greater range. But it's massively greater with MLRS, and they've got that thermobaric thing. I think I sent you something today about that.
I saw that.
The MLRS that delivers, you know, like a barrage of thermobaric. I mean, it must be frightening to be under that. But at any rate, I was calling about Hillary Clinton, really, and about, I think you said earlier, about 39 times where she lied, and we're only talking about Russiagate, the 39 times that she lied, right? And think of how many times she's avoided being under oath. I mean, it's amazing.
She's an untouchable.
It would be so good for this country to see her go down. And all the people, all those intel professionals who said that Russiagate was real, and all the Clapper and Comey and Brennan and all those guys, I mean, we so thoroughly need to clear these people out. And we need to clear out people like Joy Reid, for God's sake, for utterly lying to us day after day after day. And this new chick, what's her name, the new spokesperson with the White House?
Yeah, the gay immigrant black woman, she keeps saying.
Black lesbian, gay immigrant black
okay.
lesbian. Yeah.
Peter, hang on to the line. I'm going to put you on hold. Got to take a break from commercials, and he'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I wanted to just broach one more subject, and I you ran it on your site today, Mike. It was something from UNS.com. It's the headline was, in 2020, top retired senior military leaders condemned Trump for trying to put down Antifa/BLM riots.
Yes.
And in 2021. The National School Board Association asked Biden to call out the National Guard and military police over parents' protests at school board meetings of critical race theory.
Very obvious double standard there, yeah.
Complete double standard. You ran the thing on what really happened, thankfully.
Yeah, I did.
But that is so, I can't believe the double standard that these libs have. You know, they'll go after and call these guys terrorists and supremacists, but remember when they stormed the White House and 35 Secret Service agents went to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And they had to evacuate the White House, and that was mostly peaceful, and none
yeah,
of those people,
I remember,
you know, went to jail, and like the peaceful guys who took the selfies at the Capitol on January 6th. It's just the double standard, simply, we cannot We cannot persist in this. This country can't endure this. We're two-thirds or almost two-thirds of the population is completely shut down and
yes.
and muzzled at the, you know, and one-tenth or 13% of the population can run rampant, do crimes, and get out of jail free all the time.
Yep. Black privilege.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you're one of the few sites, and there's more and more that are happening now, but that have been all along bringing that to people's attention. So thankfully for you.
You're welcome. And, we're going to keep on pointing out the hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's a big one. We can't go on this way. And, you know, I get this stuff at home. It's almost, it's unendurable, really. But anyways, Mike, thanks for you. Have a good weekend and give my best to Claire.
I certainly will here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Happy Friday. You and Claire, hope you have a nice holiday weekend.
Hey, we're looking forward to it.
The shooting, Texas, I really didn't know this happened until right after a couple of days ago. I was watching ESPN Sports, and this came up, and I didn't hear about it anywhere else. But the first they had a black woman. She played for the WNBA after a game. She interviewed her, and she brings up about the shooting, and the first things out of her mouth. White supremacism, and spoke her dribble about all this and what needs to be done, what she believes and all that. And first thing I think about, that's all it is. Where's the black supremacism? And, you know, who would want to speak out, especially white? You know, LeBron James, he's on that. He makes almost $1 billion a year. Even Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retired, makes a statement about white privilege and all that kind of stuff. You know, you just say, yeah, where's the other side? It's never there unless you're listening to you, American Free Press. You get the other side of the news and most of it the truth. But it's so, you know, why are they bringing a big deal about a shooting on a sports network? You know, it's nice to say that, but you know, you're hearing all the opposite, not to who did it. And I didn't know there was one in Buffalo shooting. Not as big, but they mentioned this thing about Texas. And I'm thinking, yeah, all the wrong sides. They didn't say who did it. I guess they found it was a white kid, 18.
Yeah, which it was not.
Buffalo, and then a Hispanic did the one in Texas. And I just heard now, supposedly, he took a bullet to his life or something. And fine, but, you know, all this stuff about the guys weren't, there was no, the resource officer was gone at the time. They were delayed because they thought it was a hostage situation. They didn't storm the place or go out, you know, and it was all, they're pointing fingers at everybody else about who's.
Yep. No, this reeks of being another government psyop and, you know, Biden was out there saying, you know, we must, turn this pain around and ban guns and everything like that. And, the first thing that occurs to me is, you know, he's basically threatening that if we don't surrender our guns, they're going to shoot up more schools full of kids.
Well, it's a setup. It's a false flag.
Yeah, it is. There's no question in my mind.
Never.
Hello? Okay, I think we lost John there, and in any event, it is time to take another commercial break. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We will be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of.
And welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This thing is getting more and more disturbing. What happened, now I hear there were like 19 officers inside the hallway of the school. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, instead, they started
except
tasing.
They rescued their own kids.
And then it started tasing and handcuffing members of the public who were concerned about their kids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is getting worse and worse. I mean, you know, I don't know who the police chief of this town is, but it's pretty bad news, and they better not cover it up. I tell you, you know, we want to see Texas remain red, but I'm telling you, Abbott doesn't act properly to blow the whole election, okay?
Yeah.
Because this is incompetency, plain and simple. Now, I don't know what DPS, you know, Department of Public Safety, how much they have to play in this, but they definitely should, they need to investigate this thing thoroughly And if charges are necessary, they need
the White House is refusing to conduct an investigation. The White House has already announced there will be no investigation of how the police handled this terrible tragedy.
Well, the White House can't do any. This is a state matter, okay? White House has nothing to do with it. And if Abbott was, and the first thing Abbott should do is tell Biden to shut his pie hole, okay? That's the first thing Abbott should do. And say, you will not intervene with us. We don't, and they also should start treating the FBI as suspects. Any of these kind of shootings, the FBI should not be considered anything but suspects. But
one of the first red warning flags about this being a setup is how quickly the FBI and BATF swooped on in and took control of the scene.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the BATF or the FBI that finally did what should be done? It was a Border Patrol officer.
Okay, yeah.
Do I don't consider the same thing as the FBI? I consider it probably one decent federal law enforcement agency is the U.S. Border Patrol. Okay, they're very very decent. They're made up. Most of the Border Patrol are made up of people from that area of the country. You know,
yes.
The the Rio Grande Valley and places like that. And I do have a lot more respect for them than any other federal agency. But for Biden to say that, where is Abbott to tell Biden to go, stick it? I mean, could you imagine if Alan West would be the governor instead, Colonel West? Would he tell Biden now? I mean, it's ridiculous. This is unbelievable. The same thing with the Attorney General, who just got, reelected, but he got, for all intents and purposes, he's been reelected. Won the primary. He's good, and he needs to get on it and tell him, hey, mind your own business. This is a state matter, and we're going to investigate. And you know who some of the best investigators you have in Texas? You know, having lived and worked in Texas, Texas corrections there, some of the best investigators are the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Now, if they don't have the Rangers investigating this, I don't know. Then something's really wrong.
Well, law enforcement officer who told this family they could not see the body of their child was a Texas Ranger. So, we need to find out. I mean, when you're going to do something like this, you have to make sure that everybody is compromised and in on the operation. You don't need any loose cannons out there.
Well, a lot of times people think that the DPS officer is a Texas Ranger. I used to believe that when I started working in Texas, but that's not true. They're a special investigative unit of the state. Not all of them come from DPS.
Okay.
A lot of people say, Texas Ranger said this. I used to think when I used to work in corrections, we used to have what you call the field officers. They would go out in the field to take inmates out in the field, with the rifles and the semi-automatics and the horseback. I used to think they were Rangers. I thought, being ignorant, I just have moved there. I thought those are okay. No, they're actual corrections. There's a lot of people confuse DPS officers and other people with being Texas Rangers. So I'd have to know first if this was a Ranger that did that and said that, because it's hard for me to believe. I mean, they're not, it's not like the movies either. I mean, the legendary Texas Rangers, one Ranger, but they are a good investigative agency, and they are very much loyal to the state. Okay. And,
we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Cause that's who you need to investigate this thing. This whole thing needs to be investigated. Anytime we had a major incident in prison, we had our own, OIG, officers.
Yeah.
Investigating. Yes. But anything really major, Texas Rangers would come in and investigate. And that's what they need to do. They badly need a thorough investigation of this. And it has to be done pronto. And that also means they need to investigate and see what happens with the federal, with the FBI. They need to be investigated themselves, and the state has the right to do that. They have the power and the right to do that. That's what states' rights are about. They need to come and find out just once and for all what really went down. Why was this little scumbag not brought to justice before? Evidently, he made overtures. Evidently, he made it clear that he was dangerous. As mm-hmm. much as I love the Second Amendment, and to me, the police are not the thin line. The Second Amendment is the thin line. But at the same time, that doesn't mean if you're going to go on Facebook or any other social media or anything in public, display yourself carrying a AR-15 or whatever, an AK-47 or whatever else,
yeah,
and make threats. No, that's not your right. That's not your First Amendment right, and it's not your Second Amendment right. You need to be arrested. You need to be questioned. You probably need to be put in a mental ward and checked out. And
yeah, well, we know this shooter in Texas was seeing a therapist. That just came on out, and I'm still trying to confirm whether or not he was on antidepressants.
Oh, you know he was on antidepressants. If he was seeing a therapist, you know he was. Unfortunately, too many people, are, including a lot of police, are on antidepressants. No, a lot of mm-hmm. people don't understand it. A lot of law enforcement are on antidepressants. These are very dangerous drugs.
Yes.
Not police. A lot of truckers are in that stuff. Can you imagine driving a big 18-wheeler down the road on antidepressants? But it's the truth, you know? So, but that needs
yeah,
to be investigated.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned before, I wonder how many road rage incidents are being triggered because the driver involved is on these antidepressants. I mean, these are dangerous chemicals, but they make money. They're being sold, just like the COVID vaccines. They don't care that they're causing harm. They just want to make sure that everybody is, sending in their money to get the shot or the pill this case.
Big pharma, and that to me is one of the problems with capitalism. Okay, it may be a good system, all around, but it's got a lot to be desired, especially when it gets predatory. And when these big corporations able to push their weight around like this, like you see, like Big Pharma and all that, that's what I call predatory capitalism. And to me, socialism is better than that, okay? Because mm-hmm. it's dangerous, it pushes weight around, and it winds up destroying everything it touches, and it winds up owning the very so-called leaders that we elect that are supposed to represent the people, and they wind up controlling these people. And that's what predatory capitalism does, and that's why you have Big Pharma with so much power. There's a lot of problems here, but they need to really investigate what happened. There is no reason this should happen. 19 officers in a building, all right? And what did they do? They left? They just stepped out? Are you kidding me? And then they said, well, the police chief said so. The police chief was in charge of six officers in this whole department. Mm-hmm. He's going to give orders to everybody else? Come on. There's something awfully wrong with that.
Yeah, there's the more information comes on out, the more this feels like another Columbine or another Parkland or another Virginia Tech. And, it's a...
Where were the school resource officers? Having donuts somewhere? In a donut shop? I'm not mm-hmm. kidding. Good possibility. This really needs to be investigated, and people need to go to jail for this. Okay? And again...
I agree, but we know that, just like they did with the Boston bombing, even with it being very obvious that the Sarniabs were not the actual bombers, the government is just going to say, this is the official story, and you will comply with it, or we'll do bad things to you. I mean, that's basically the stage that we've reached. Believe as we tell you to believe, or else.
Well, this is the state of Texas now. This is a little bit different, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Okay? Abbott, right away... made it clear, they weren't going to go with the mandatory shots. They weren't going to go, they were going to stand up. Not as much as Florida did. Mm-hmm. DeSantis had to pretty much take him by the nose, Abbott by the nose, and make him go along with, what Florida was doing. But he did it at least. Okay, it's also, they got constitutional carry now. In other words, you can carry a gun, with a license. This is not your typical northeastern state. They do not have to listen to the federal government. And as a matter of fact, like I said, they should make the feds into suspects, because I suspect the FBI may be behind this whole thing. Okay?
Well, looking back at the history of COINTELPRO, would make perfect sense.
like you said too yesterday about grooming. You know, they groom they groom kids for sex and stuff like that. And who can say they don't have their certain people that they know are kids that are messed up and they're on SSRI drugs. I'm sorry. And who can say that they're not grooming people like that? Hey, they know they're potentially violent.
Yeah.
And this has to be investigated. And if Abbott does what he's supposed to do, gets his stuff together, gets his investigators together properly, and especially, hopefully, it's not the truth about the Texas Ranger. It wasn't really a ranger that said that, because
I'll take another look into that and verify. You know, the story, which was in the British press, said it was a Texas Ranger, but I will dig into that. My concern is that the reason they're not letting the family see the body is that there's something about the body that undermines the official narrative. Okay. Did we lose Mark?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, Mark, I am going to lose you because we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've got another caller who's been waiting very, very patiently. Sure. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. How do you tell the difference between a real shooting and a fake shooting? And I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, we had the Oxford, Michigan shooting before Christmas last year. We have so many rescue vehicles. The highway for miles had ambulances and rescue vehicles and helicopters landing. And nobody can say they can stop any of that stuff there with 21 people being shot. That's how you tell a fake from a real shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
vehicles.
Like I pointed out earlier in the show, this shooter was standing outside the school for 12 minutes shooting at this funeral home across the street. There are two police stations in Uvalde. One of them is only 6/10 of a mile away from the school. The other one just about 1 mile. And, you know, nobody showed up until the kid had gone into the school. And then the police did show up and they just sort of stood around, except for the police who went on in to rescue their own kids. And then they skedaddled back on out, and that was it, you know. And common sense would say if these police went into the school to get their own kids, they've already penetrated the school, you know, go find the shooter and take them out.
Our Oakland County Sheriff told all his deputies, you're an active shooter, you go in there. By yourself, you don't wait for backup. You just go to the shooter.
Yes.
You don't hesitate. That's how it's got to be done.
Yep.
So I'll let you go, Mike. I just want to let you know about those two things to look for.
All right. Well, thank you very much there, and we're going to let you go, and thank you very much. Okay, let's get some news in here before the end of the program. Story coming on out of Information Liberation. They're reporting on a poll that was run by Newsweek that basically shows public support for Black Lives Matter has just crumbled. And, of course, you know, we had all the violence by Black Lives Matter, and we had that, you know, the corruption and the misappropriation of funds and everything. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Jim in Chicago. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Real quick. This morning, I read the article that you talked about in the Washington Post about the Ukraine soldiers are not happy with the situation and they're deserting. When I read that article, I said, it's over. This war is over. It's just a matter of time. And also the fact that you also had the fact that other countries in the surrounding area, they're hurting economically. And I said, by the end of the summer, they're going to say, screw America. We got to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and also you mentioned that Israel told America, no, we're going to keep these weapons for ourselves. What does that tell you?
that, you know, all these weapons we're giving to Israel are basically a lost cause. I mean, well, we've all paid for them with our tax dollars, and Israel just said, no, we're going to keep them. You know, you gave them to us, we're going to keep them. We're not going to give them back. And, yeah, it shows that Israel is not really responsive to the U.S. government. It's all entirely one way, you know, from the U.S. to Israel, and there's really not much coming back from Israel to the United States other than more orders and begs for money.
I would agree. And as far as money, look at all the money that these defense contractors have made within 3 to 4 months, over $100 billion.
Yeah.
They don't care about, winning or losing.
They are definitely cleaning up. All right. Well, listen, Jim, we got to take a final commercial break here. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday, going into the Memorial Day weekend. And a reminder that Monday's show, barring the unforeseen, will be a replay. And we're finishing up with Jim in Chicago. We're talking about Ukraine. And Jim, take it away.
I'm moving on from Ukraine, Michael.
Okay.
Did you see in the paper today where two FBI agents will not be prosecuted by the Justice Department, and these two agents tried to cover up the gymnast scandal with Dr. Larry Masters at Michigan State?
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
And I said to myself, either they were involved in it or someone got to those FBI agents, or else what happened in Michigan State is something that's nationwide when it comes to sexual abusing young girls and young men.
Well, it's a runaway problem, and it's exacerbated by the liberal ideology that, you know, we don't want to call it harassment, there's a very lax attitude about, you know, sexuality with children. And I guess the difference between flirting and harassment depends on how good you look. If you're handsome, it's flirting. If you're ugly, it's harassment.
Right. Well, Michael, that's it. You have a nice weekend. Take care and God bless.
All right. Thanks. And we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I thought I understood. I couldn't remember if it was Texas or Florida, that you're required to have a metal detectors at the doors and you're required to lock the classrooms at all times. He couldn't have got in the classroom. He couldn't have got in through the metal detectors.
Well, the official story is that somebody left a normally locked door unlocked, and our shooter was just lucky enough to happen to try that one door and gain access to the school. You know, incredible stroke of luck there for him.
That's probably the teacher that died, right?
Could very well be.
Can't answer for that, but the parents should take another look at these public schools. They just trust everything and don't check out anything. You can't do that ever. Hasn't been that way for years and years and years. 50. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Statement had the National Library Association meeting here in Fort Worth, and I expected something bad to happen to us for that. National.
Yeah. Okay.
About the libraries. Another thing, too, you know, you said you don't believe that the tranny story. Well, what I did, as soon as I heard it, I went over there and I put in Uvalde trannies, and up came this here thing that said, come do something different. Come and date a tranny in Uvalde. And I went back and it said webpage removed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. No, that one was definitely disinformation. Okay, Pat, going to have to let you go. We are at the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. V from the Red Pill Hardcore Show is taking the microphone. Please spread the word, republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who donated and continues to support RBN. Have a safe holiday weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.